Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Grudge Inc. Wednesdays with your host, Chris, also known as Banshee Lover, dedicated to Grudge Bikes.
Hey guys, good evening. Welcome to Grudge Talk Wednesday. I want to wish each and every one of you happy holidays. And not to prolong it too long, tonight I decided to call a little show here, no more than about 30 minutes or to an hour. But I was just kind of wanted to leave the lines open and let the guys come on here and kind of just express some opinions and stuff on some upcoming races. So at this time, man, we're going to open up the lines. So if anyone has anything they want to say or whatever in the past races and want to talk about for 2014, we can utilize this time now or whatever. Like I said, we're not going to keep everyone on tonight too long. Just a little short show. Kind of see what's going on. Like I said, now at this moment here, you can open up the lines if you got anything you want to talk on. I know we got a race coming up January the 3rd, I believe. If anybody want to kind of elaborate on that, like I say, we can open up the lines as well and discuss. Give a few minutes for some people to come on. We have people. All right. Anybody got any special motorcycle parts or whatever for Christmas, man? I guess we go into another little topic here until on the lines. Let's see here. All right, Mr. Cut, what's going on, man?
Wow, man.
What's going on, Chris?
Oh, not too much, man. Not too much.
Oh man. Just getting off of work, man. I had a long day, so I was gonna get on the show, but I said, man, I got to get on and see what's going on.
Everybody's gonna come down
for next weekend down there at the Valdosta. You know, of course we're gonna be there. Yeah, we're gonna
like to know. I've been asking around. I guess people still have mixed reviews about it or whatever.
Maybe it'll hold up.
Yeah, maybe it will. Like I said, that's around the corner though.
Yeah. I mean, it ain't nothing for me to just go drive down there real quick.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Did you hear anything else back from Alex?
No, man. I haven't heard anything back from him. I guess they're all playing it by ear, so.
Yeah, well.
I don't know. Don't know.
Yeah.
Man, you let Terrell start his own little line. Open, I think, man. I put his logo out there tonight, I guess, to show people for 2015.
Hmm.
I don't know if you've been out there and checked it out yet.
Okay. Yeah, check what out. What did you put up?
Now you got a little old logo, he said, coming out with his business 2015, a new venue, so I don't know exactly what he was talking about.
Oh, okay.
You been pretty busy today at work, man? Or?
Say what now?
I was like, you were pretty busy today at work or this?
Oh, yeah, man. I was flooded, man. I got there around about 7 o'clock, and I just sat down in my truck, so didn't get no lunch or nothing. I do other stuff besides beat heads in. You know, I have to cut heads, so.
I hear that.
Yep.
So. Yes, indeed.
You know, the Becky crew, I mean, They I mean, you think they're going to come next week? Or have you heard anything? Have anybody called you?
Man, I hadn't heard nothing from them.
Yeah,
and
that's another
like
one.
Everybody
off the grid.
Yeah, going underground.
Yeah. But, I mean, I got to call them, boys. I want to make sure they're okay.
Yeah.
Make sure everything's good.
Yeah, like after that race, man, everybody just disappeared or whatever. So, man.
Yeah. Well, everybody can't end the year like I did, you know. You know, everybody can't do that. But I'm glad I got it. But that was kind of hard. Yeah.
Yes, indeed. Well, I don't know. I guess Ryan must be out shopping too, man. So, no.
Yeah, man. Tell you what, Chris, I'm going to have to holler back at y'all. I'm going to go through the woods.
Okay, man.
All right. Make sure you give me a call now.
Okay.
All right.
What's going on, Eugene? We got your line open.
What's happening, Chris?
I can't call it, man. Can't call. Look like when UQ in, Cousin Cook got off. Yeah, happy holiday.
I know, man. I was coming. I had lost my phone. I was trying to get in and holler at my boy.
I guess he must have read your mind today.
I was trying to get in and just to mess with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Boy, you missed out, bro.
Yes, indeed.
That's all I'm going to tell you. Since you didn't show, you missed out.
Yeah, I got some bits and pieces on what took place. I said, boy, I couldn't even almost shake my head.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes, indeed.
Got tore up from the flow up. I think I got home about 4 o'clock in the morning. I couldn't even make the game the next day. I gave my tickets away.
No, you didn't.
Huh?
Man, you probably would have been mad anyway to go to that game.
Well, look, you know, I just like football. You know, I'm a diehard Cowboy fan.
Oh, okay.
I got season tickets to the Saints game, but I just go.
Okay.
Yeah.
You all checked on Sean? Somebody was telling him, man, don't jump off the second level, man, down on the field.
I know. That's I gave my tickets to him.
Okay.
I told him, I said, if I ain't going, you can have my extra tickets. You go ahead. I always see how the hell he got up to go with that mountain either.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how he got up to go.
No, he probably had to stay at home, too.
Yeah, he was sick. He was sick because he was trying to get everything under the sun, but he must have smelled the cat.
Oh, okay.
He got smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm just waiting on my buddy Mike Phillip. Lord, that's my boy. I'm going to drink good all year this year.
Mike, if you're on the phone, man, pray one more.
Yeah, I'm going to drink good off old Mike this year. Well, he talks so much noise, Chris. He just, oh, man.
No, he didn't.
Did he? We had a good time, though, man. We had a good time.
Okay.
Yep. We went over to your boy Mel, who had an extra good time. You know, he enjoyed ourselves over there after we left the blood out.
Okay.
And he had a nice thing over there. Yeah. Real nice.
Indeed. Yeah. I wonder that old custom cut man, CC, realized he was about to come on or something.
Man, that man ain't gone. Stop that, Chris.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
I know he got on. That man ain't got on. He was just leaving anyway.
Yeah, I believe he was.
He was just leaving anyway. Don't you get CC started with no foolishness.
Yeah, I think, man. Boy, I love to hear his story when he go out to out in the public and telling people how he ended his year for his race.
Shit, CC on the ball. CC on the ball. Mm-hmm. He might start his season out just right for him. He might want to do something. He might start his season out right for him.
Yeah, I hope the season start off pretty good. I tell you what, it definitely don't feel like no Christmas. I guess because we don't have no snow or anything down on this end here.
Well, I don't got used to it now because I'm working for the next 7 years for Christmas. So holiday just like another regular day now.
Okay.
Every 7 years, it just needs a round for us.
Oh, okay.
I'll be off for New Year's for 7 years. Then it'll swap around. I'll work at Christmas for 7 years, and it'll be here for New Year's.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I have to have Christmas with my son on Sunday.
Yeah, I'm saying that. You doing any deer hunting or anything lately? Or?
I have, but I've been in, I went a couple of times. I ain't seen nothing really, but me and Henry have been tied up.
Okay.
On that house, trying to get that dude in his house.
Okay.
So, that's what I've been really focusing on.
Okay.
I'll try to do something next week when I get home.
Oh, I got you. And if we don't have no 70-degree weather outside.
Well, from the looks of it right now, it's supposed to be in the 50s and the 30s
okay.
at home.
Mm-hmm.
When I get in Wednesday. So.
Okay.
That'll be all right. Hell, I can stand on the porch and shoot deer, so I just don't do it. I'm so far in the country.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Yeah. Just kind of talking about it. I may lose you all for 1 second. It's only because it's a little sick, man. Let me if I lose, I'll call back into the place.
Okay.
Let's see. I'm shocked there are too many people saying. Kind of quiet, I guess everybody's out. I said I'm shocked that everybody is kind of quiet, but I guess too everybody is still out in the mall and stuff, probably shopping.
Folks doing them last minute shopping. You know the men, we always going to do that last minute.
Yeah, you got that right.
I just let me. I bought all mine online. Had them shipped. All I ain't get, I just got gift certificates.
Right.
I can't fight that crowd. I don't need to be tripping over nothing.
Yeah, you got that right. You definitely got that right. Man, anybody been saying anything about the January race? I know a few guys have been speaking of it, but I've heard a lot of people say that.
Well, not that I know of. We were talking about coming. I don't know.
Okay.
We hadn't confirmed.
Right.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll confirm for the night over with it, too.
Oh, okay.
What are we going to do? Yeah, I'm more than sure we're coming.
Okay.
What we're going to do, we'll just get up and just say, oh, ride out.
All right.
A lot of these little boys be talking. I know we, the pizza the other day was down there in Hattiesburg talking to some other, but man, that little roster there that kind of created a monster, man.
Yeah. Yeah. What they was running in Hattiesburg? Or he was...
Yeah, they had a little testing tune session, I believe.
I heard they was gonna redo that track. You know anything about that?
I heard rumors about that as well. It would be nice, I tell you, if they did.
I seen a tread one day with the owner was on the tread, and they was talking about it. She was talking about it. They wanted to see what, you know, how the people felt about the track and why they were losing customers and this and that.
Right.
So. But I don't know if she, I think she got an ill school.
Okay.
But they was talking about resurfacing the track. But that'll be best thing they could have ever done.
You got that right. And I think somebody was saying something about putting some concrete walls up, too. I think so.
Concrete walls.
Man, that'll be, guard rail. Let me get Marvin over here. Marvin, your line open, too, man.
What's going on, fellas? Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas, Marvin.
And we got 5077, man. Your line is open, too. 5077.
What'd you say that, Chris? My bad.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Oh, shit. Nothing much. Merry Christmas to all y'all here by no line.
Same to you, man.
Well, y'all better get them doggone, y'all let them doggone stores, man. They crazy.
Nah, man, I ain't even finished shopping. I just said to hell with it.
I
ain't got no paper.
I know you better go shopping for me. All you need to do is go shopping for one thing.
What I got to go shopping for?
Yeah?
What I got to go shopping for?
You just go down to that liquor store. That's all I need you to go shopping for.
No, Lord. Look, you was at your cousin's house Saturday, so, I mean, you got all you needed.
That ain't got nothing to do with the issue at hand. Nothing.
Boy, y'all some characters, boy. I wasn't expecting y'all to go and do that, no. I'm sitting in the back. I'm wondering, where the hell are we riding to? All of a sudden, oh, Lord. Why the hell they brought me here?
Yeah, buddy.
I said, it would just be them. They won't go to their cousin house. They won't go to their cousin house. Want to go look at Mike all in
the house. We had a good time. I had a blast, man. I had a good time from start to finish. You know me.
Hey, did you talk to Sean Turner yet?
Yeah, I talked to him. He works for me. I got to talk to him.
Oh, okay. You know, the Saints lost Sunday. You know that.
Oh, yeah. He was down there.
Yeah. Yeah, I know he was there. I seen the picture.
Yeah, he was there. Man. He might have wanted to get up under the seats.
He better have got under something. Because one solid hour.
I intend to ask him did he leave in the third quarter or halftime. Well, no, he thought he was back in the game at third quarter. So
I ain't even watched that fifth. I was too busy into my team. I wouldn't worry about them.
Yeah.
They said they was. Oh man, they talking about you talking trash, man. That boy got whooped three times. I just said.
Oh, I ain't here. I stopped riding, but I changed my mind. They were
calling.
They put a video.
You know they called me and told me. I whooped him. He wasn't nowhere near me. He gave me the break and ain't never come get me. I said, well, why you ain't running head up? He said, cause he ain't want to run head up. He was spraying. I said, he was spraying and couldn't get back by you. Nope. I said, oh boy. I said, well. I said, well, you beat me, so. Little Pete. Boy, who they say? Hey, say he whooped me. So, say I ain't got nothing for him.
Well, Mike, what you on?
POS. That's what I was on.
That was a POS.
Adam, I thought you was Mike.
No.
You sound just like Mike.
Showing the hell was, because I was like, what the hell? Yeah.
That's why I'm telling everybody going to that liquor store.
I can go there. I'm old enough. I'm of age to go to the liquor store. I know why not.
I didn't bet you. I bet him.
Yeah, that's right. Sure did. Sure did.
Yeah. Bob, you done bought all them Christmas presents?
Man, I just came out that goddamn Walmart and damn Toys R Us. I'm sick of these goddamn stores, man. I ain't lying. I just spent all my damn money.
Yeah, get it, boy. It don't take long.
It don't. It really don't. I mean, for all I know, I was like, God damn. Boy, when I look at that doggone receipt, I said, man, and I ain't look at the receipt till I got in the car. How dumb is that?
Man.
Well, the damage was already done by then.
Yeah.
It's been a while now. They get wild.
Mm-mm-mm.
You start buying for them kids, you can look out.
I ain't even got kids, but that's what I was buying for.
Yeah. You can look out.
Yeah, that should add up real quick, don't it?
Sure, do it add up. Especially when they start making out them Christmas lists.
I mean, yeah, and that's one of the buddies said he wants Teenage Mutant Ninja. Hey, Chris.
Yeah.
How about I go to Walmart? Walmart, they have shit eating.
Wow.
Walmart had about four little Teenage Mutant Ninja tournaments.
Mom, you can't wait till the last day to go shopping and think you're going to find something, huh?
Man, I wasn't going to do this shit, man, but he called me this morning. He's talking about, you going to buy me? I said, oh, Lord,
man, what you going to do, boy?
I done already did it.
Oh, okay.
Man. Yeah. Oh, well. I'll see him happy. It'll be worth it. It'll be worth it. Because when I was a kid, my mama gave me what I wanted. So, yeah, I can't complain.
Well, heck, I don't have that problem.
Hold on, man. We got another call here, man. 8351, man. Your line is open.
Yeah.
Hey, what's going on?
I ain't too much.
What's going on?
Hey, Ryan on there?
No, I don't think so. He would have been the first one to plug in.
Yeah, I'm looking for Ryan. He called me out on the little race the other last week. I need to get with him.
Come on, Ryan.
Uh-oh, what's
Yeah.
Uh-oh. What kind of...
That's all right. My buddy.
What's that about?
I can't find a network connection.
Hey, is Malcolm on here?
Yeah, I'm right.
Your boy on here?
Who, Peter Pablo?
Yeah.
He know what he gonna get. I'm gonna smash your ass.
What's that?
Like I told you in person, and I'm gonna tell you again, I'm gonna mash your ass when we get to the racetrack again. And I'm done talking.
Yeah. And all you is talk.
Boy, you got
your Hold on, Malcolm. I want to see y'all on two equal bikes. We don't want to see. That's what I want to see this race on two equal bikes. Because I think y'all got it.
Marvin, I do you one better. I let him get on the bike, and I let him make, we get on the same bike. I let him make
right.
two runs to my one, and I guarantee you I go faster than he do. Nah.
Ooh, now that's a deal right there.
And we can do it on a short wheelbase and a long wheelbase. And I guarantee I can ride a bike that he's been riding, get on it for the first time, and go faster than he do. Now, we
God
can bet on that, too.
Lil' Pete, goddamn, I know you're going to take that bet up.
I don't have no respect for him. Simple as that.
Yeah, I have no respect for your ass either.
Okay, well, good. I don't want you because you let Mike on a stock 1,000 mask your ass the weekend.
A stock 1,000.
How you got a nitrous on that bike, boy? Come
hold
on.
You if you want to, you might want to check him. I had 8 mile gearing on.
8 mile.
I treat his ass out the hole every time.
I
treat his ass out the hole every time I ran into the 8 mile. You might want to ask your boy.
Yeah, I was at the quarter, motherfucker. I let off at 1,000. You say
fuck.
I lost it, but you got your ass whooped.
Fuck, how you let up 1,000? You was at my back tower. We went through the track.
Fuck, how the fuck was I at your back tower when I'm looking at your retarded ass over there trying to kill? I'm looking dead at you the whole time.
So, hold on. So you saying I was ass kissing, but I was...
When we crossed the finish line, I rolled off solid. That's when you went by me.
I don't want to hear nothing from your ass, bitch.
Don't worry about it.
You got beat by a Honda that was foot shifting.
Okay.
Honda.
Hold on. Let me talk. But the next week when y'all had that 14 and I had that boots, you didn't want to come up there to the front of the state lane. Why you getting dressed in the back when I was up there in the front? Cause my ass.
We was working on the bike the whole day.
It don't fucking matter. I ain't making no pass the whole day. I was sitting on that waiting on y'all to make a pass. Chris,
the
was I not making
right.
make a pass the whole
the
day?
The bike wasn't right.
Okay,
hey,
that
yo,
was
my first
time. You want to know the funny thing is? When you post it on Facebook, the bike got a hand slot in it. The bike got a stock OME clutch.
Okay. You think I'm a damn fool, boy? I seen your fucking hand was out the bike store. Hubble. If you let off a fucking hand clutch, you got to get a bike gas for the fucking clutch to come out. Who you think I'm Bozo the Clown or something?
Hey.
Bozo the fucking Clown? I got dumbass ring across my forehead or something?
Because I would have... I tell you what, I wish you would have said that at the track because I would have locked 500 in and took the club off for you.
That sorry ass motherfucker teacher put you had shit. I don't know what the fuck you had. That
I tell you, you get on the 1,000 February 28th and get your ass in the water box. That's what you do.
I'm gonna run some dead damn people. Didn't I tell you that?
I got a 1,000.
You want me to get on the 1,000 while you want the folks?
I got a 1,078 on the hand clutch.
With a hand clutch. Okay.
Yeah.
I
own spray.
How about this? I ain't jumping on nobody's shit. I'm jumping on my own shit. Now that's how we gonna do it.
Oh,
that's
jumping
what race
on my own shit too. That's all.
Okay, that's what the race for. Okay.
Well,
I got
agreed upon races for February, man.
I probably got access to a couple other bikes. I get on.
Ren and Truly. If
you get on something like me, you can get access.
Ren and Truly. We ain't gotta wait till February. Shit, the track open back up January 11th. Fuck wait.
Well, fuck. We might don't have to wait till then.
Hold on, because I got to answer my motherfucker. I'm going to mash your ass.
That's even better.
That's even better than me, too.
They say you ask what you get for, and all you are asking for is ass whooping.
Please whoop me. I'm ready. I need an ass whooping.
Yeah.
I need a good old fashioned ass whooping. That's what I need.
Hey, get in contact with Ryan, man. Does he have your number?
Man, the hell with Ryan. I don't want to hear Ryan doing all that stuttering tonight. I got somebody on that.
No,
I'm
going to tell him somebody was looking for him on the radio thing.
He ain't going to run. Free King, you're wasting your time.
I don't know.
I'm definitely wasting my time with you, too, man.
He's definitely doing that. You just spinning your wheels. Buddy.
Matter of fact, why your ass? I heard you was supposed to come to Hub City and ride Mike's bike against me. Why you ain't come?
Bro, what the fuck? I'm come up there. I do better off running on the street. That slip and slide, motherfucker.
Shit, you was a lot. That bitch was hooking all day.
So, okay.
All right, Eugene, throw your line over.
Hold on, wait. If the track was hooking all day, why you was spinning on the 14? Nah, I knew that. I heard that way down.
Nah, hold on. Do you want me to go take a picture? Y'all get a picture sent to my phone of that bald head ass tie we had on there?
Well, who fucking thought that is? You gonna go to a fight?
We was going out
the nigga got guns. You gonna have a knife?
The bitch got a hand clutch. The bitch got a hand clutch in it. It don't have no
slider. Well, that's slider. I ain't worried about it because you ain't gonna go near as fast as the bitch went with ten or Vaughn on it. So I ain't worried about it.
Yeah, the bitch gonna go faster now.
Shit. Wish in one hand, shit another. Tell me which one you feel first.
Hey, man, you better stick to taking selfies.
I know. I ain't worried about that because I get plenty of women. Plenty of women.
I ain't tripping. I ain't worried about women. They gonna be the. I like.
Well, shit. When you go racing, you ain't gonna be worried about that motherfucker. Well, you 16, you still young. That's how I was when I was 16. Just wanted to get out there, get my feet wet, and do all it. Yeah.
That's where Pete on the phone.
Yeah,
that's little Pete, man. My little Pete, man, they told me you whooped the shit out of me.
Yeah. Oh, you gonna start
that
shit? Okay.
Behind the
okay. All right, you gonna start the party?
not to mention I had to
get that. People tell me you went mad so bad that he been mad at himself.
Nah, since we on the phone all here, when we after the race, all Malcolm said about the bike, all about the race was he didn't try to push the tree. He never mentioned nothing was wrong with the bike, never said nothing about
I had to let Kendall. Out. Whoa. Let you ask fucking Kendall. Kendall will tell your ass today. Kendall will tell you, Mike will tell you, and whoever else
will tell
me,
you. You ain't tell me none of that. You ain't tell me none of
that. Bitch, you ain't
facing
that fucking racetrack talking about
race.
Oh,
Matt, come on now. Come on, Matt.
Nah, he's talking that old whole ass shit.
Man, come on now.
I'm going to fuck over it. When I tell you I'm going to fuck over it, I'm going to beat them so motherfucking bad.
Listen, why are you so upset with that man, man?
I'm going to burn that bitch out of there to turn his face. That's how I feel now.
I'm gonna call you, Mike.
It's a win.
I mean,
win or lose. It's all in the game, bro. Win or lose. You're in the wrong place at the wrong time.
But look, Pete, just tell me this. What you gonna do to Matt when you get on him?
What I'm gonna do to him?
What you gonna do to him when you get into the world, bro?
I'm gonna make him think about ever touching a bike again.
I don't want to touch the bike again.
Shit.
Oh, Lord.
I ain't gonna want to touch the
bike again. That gonna be a criminal plan?
Please.
Oh, yeah.
Make it come early. God damn, man. Shit, I gotta wait 2015. No, the track open Saturday, ain't it? If it don't rain, the track's supposed to be open Saturday, ain't it?
City, I'll be there. Most likely, I'll be at Hug City.
I ain't going to motherfucking Hug City. That's wasting my time. Fuck, I'd be better off on Elm and Alvin than go down there.
Pete,
Wee, you better. Boy,
y'all crazy, boy. Listen, I'm gonna play music. All I wanna do is have me some jokes. One way or another.
All I ask you to do is sit on the bike like me.
So you say I can ride on the bike?
All I can tell you this, Madam.
Huh?
All I can tell you this. If Lil P happen to get around you can get ready.
You ain't gonna never be able to sit on the bike no more.
I'm a John him so bad that he ain't gonna tell him that ain't gonna be funny. Oh Lord.
Ooh, boy.
It's gonna be funny.
I don't plan on.
See, that's not even gonna
talk,
man. I'm telling you all, get in front of people, man, on the 28th.
I don't want to wait till 28. What I got to wait till 28 for? We both stay here. I ain't going to be worried about running him on 28. I'm going to be worried about big.
Ma'am, you're going to learn to quit rushing. Quit rushing.
Who?
No, the race going to be done on the 28th, man. Why y'all
you playing running? You playing running to Little Pete Hands doing that.
Quit rushing, man. Go to 28, bro. 28, you
I ain't worried about his hand. I'm ready to pop that motherfucker.
Woo-woo.
Y'all got
him. You know what?
I said I'm ready to pop that motherfucker. I'm worried about his hand. I'm ready to pop and get back. You ever play high hands poker? Pop. Come
look, here. Look. Don't be. Listen now. I don't want you to be trying to jump on that Pete when he be droning, you hear?
I don't know. I ain't going to do that. I understand.
It's all in fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I ain't, come on now. I ain't like that.
So I'm telling you, I'm gonna get some Joan in here. If he get around you, I'm telling you now. So laugh till I.
Hey, little Pete, what kind of bike you ride, man? What kind of bike you gonna ride on 28?
I'm gonna have my own ZX10 though.
Mike, what you gonna ride, Mike? I mean, Malcolm.
We don't know yet. You never know what may come out the woodwork.
No, you gotta come out with a fairly equal bike. Well, you can't come out with no unequal bike and think you just gonna put a couple cut on it.
Marvin,
wanna win that race so bad he might come out with Mike's coke stop.
I know, man.
No, but I know what the bike done went already with the previous on.
Huh? What bike? You talking about
okay.
With the stock motor?
Okay, but I tell y'all what.
Look, we gonna settle all this the weekend. Y'all bring your ass to the track, and I'm gonna let y'all ride my 14. Y'all put y'all money up, and the best one with the best ET win the money.
What you say now? Street King, I was on hold. I was talking about my
what's up?
I'll bring my 14 to the track, and y'all both can ride it, and the one with the best ET win the money.
What we doing? Spray them on.
We can do that.
I'm with it.
Please, somebody record that.
Hold on. You said that ain't going to be fun. We need to do that while we're here.
Yeah.
No, I got a 14 with ass shifter. I could bring that. I'll bring an 08 booster with no ass shifter. They both stretch. Which one y'all want?
It really don't matter to me.
No, bring the no ass shifter, because we want them to ride it and not just sit on the damn bike.
Really, okay. Truly? Okay, hold on, wait. Well, put it like this then. Since he say he's such a good rider, somebody get me a short wheelbase bike and we both gonna ride it. If he's that good of a rider, let's get on a short wheelbase bike, 58 inch, and let's do that. Well, you ain't no fucking rider then. That's simple as that. You're not a rider. If you can't ride a short wheelbase bike.
I just don't ride.
Well, you this big badass father. You
should
be able to ride that.
Man, I can't wait. Y'all, find y'all some bike for the 28. Hey, Nip Pete, just make sure you be in Gillen for the 28. That's all. Let's stay capital.
They ain't gonna be able to go that long with this beef on their chest.
Man, listen, Malcolm got the beef. Malcolm already, so Malcolm's still trying to get that off his chest back. Malcolm's trying to get that chest. He got, hey, make it sit on that. Make it sit on it a little while longer.
Nah, I tell you.
Malcolm, you hear me on the Malcolm?
Okay. I hear you.
Make it sit on it till the 28, little Pete.
I'm gonna do like Malcolm Mike just texted me and told me. Shut up. That's what he just told me. Shut up.
Because you got your name bad.
He told me, shut up.
Calm down.
That's it, man. Just relax. Just relax. Ron, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. Just relax.
You, boy, look, you trying to beat that boy so bad, all you got to do is just wait till you get ready to do it and do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all.
Yep.
But I don't find somebody to get under. I don't find somebody to get under your skin though, man.
Yeah, you might have gotten it this time.
hey, Chris.
Huh?
Yeah. Little Pete's mouth is like custom cut to Mike.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? I don't know what Little Pete look like. Hey, Little Pete, you like this? Little Pete.
Yeah.
Are you like this?
No.
He probably like saying cut compared to custom cut.
We may find that put some braids on his hair. Put another one of them braids in. Let it come out. Put a fighting gold.
Yes, boy. Man.
Yeah, this is funny here.
Yeah, yes, sir.
The Battle of the Youngsters. Battle of the Youngsters. That's what we're going to name this. Battle Royal of the Youngsters right here.
This is too funny, boy.
Man, look, all they got to do is say they're going to go to Hattiesburg. Chris, you can make it to Hattiesburg to film. I'll bring the bike.
Yeah, I can. Yeah, man, if they
I'll bring
do
the
that,
bike.
Just...
We get it started.
I'll ride with you there.
Malcolm, what is going on? Yeah, I'll bring it. It's all you and Malcolm.
Well, I said I'm not coming to Hattiesburg. I'm not coming to Hattiesburg. Because I ain't going to be able to ride the bike how I want to. Because
well,
the track ain't shit. Like I said. I mean, you act like the track ain't going to be open down here next week.
Well, I don't tell. Well, fuck.
I don't think State Capitol not opening in January.
To the 11th. I got you. I talked to KJ. They just say they left. There ain't nothing to do. This weekend.
You wait on his ass whooping?
Well, I wait on it.
Because I just be doing 100.
Okay. Well, you can make me wait on that ass whooping. I'll wait. I'll be patient.
Just be patient. Malcolm, be patient, man.
I ain't saying nothing else. I'm going to be patient. Be quiet.
Yeah.
Hey, but you want to know the only difference this time? I ain't going to hang up in second gear.
Oh, okay.
Wait. You hung up in second gear and still be driving?
Yeah, I hung up in second gear.
You know what? This story is... Hold on, Lil Pete. Okay, since you tell us all the damn story, Lil Pete, tell us from the start to the beginning, because this is getting hilarious.
First, all right. Since you want to know from the start, from the end, I asked him for the shakedown.
How the fuck you asked me for a shakedown when I pulled a dump off the wrong way? Fuck.
I ain't lying. For a shakedown.
Hold on, wait. Put your finger right there. Hey, King. You told me you didn't want to give me no shakedown. King. Now, Street King right there, the goddamn race track, because they... You want to know how I knew you had to take down?
You said you and I don't want to hear you never rode that bike, because when we were sitting up on the stand, Street King them, you passed on the bike from making the pass.
I was fucking with Street King them, and that's when Kim would come up there. So how I asked you for a takedown when I said, when Kim
no,
just
I
had
asked
to
you
for,
I asked you for a takedown.
How the fuck you ask me for? You ain't ask me for shit. Don't stop for all the fucking time.
Now, all right. Since you
want
to
hey, Malcolm, I'm gonna tell you what it was though. He already had his eyes on you. He already was trying to draw on you. You just ain't know. I'm gonna tell you what it was. He already come to the track trying to draw on you. You just so happened to pass on that bike. And when he saw you, he went at you.
Okay, 3K.
So you was actually Malcolm. Malcolm, you was actually just shaking the bike down, but not knowing that he already had that infrared on you. He wanted to knock you off, and you were just shaking the bike down.
But Street King, when you was up there in the stage lane, you was up there in the stage lane. What did we talk about the stage lane, Street King? What did we say when Kendall come up there? That boy did not ask me to run. I was up there. I didn't want to wait after all them cars because I was fucking with y'all. Am I lying, Street King?
I had just checked the bike in. And I asked you for a shakedown. You said no. You about to shake down with somebody else. And then they would. Something happened when you wasn't
shaking
down with them.
Oh, wait. If I said no, then that means that the fucking bike wasn't running right. Because I ain't scared to shake from side. No fucking bike.
You said you was about to shake down with somebody else, boy.
How the hell I was going to shake down? I don't run with nobody else. Come on, now, dude. Come on, now. The only reason why I
was about to shake down with somebody else.
The only reason why I pulled up there beside you was because
I got
wait on all
the
calls.
The owner of the bike, the owner of the Honda I was with, I could call him and ask you because he was right there when I asked you for the shakedown.
And I tell you what I do. I call Earl on the motherfucking phone right now and let Earl tell you the only reason why I pulled up there. Now you want me to sit?
Well...
Where my motherfucking ass?
Well, either way it goes, y'all sit down.
So what happened to you?
Sit down. His wind light came on. You looked at your reaction time, and when you asked me my reaction time, and I put my reaction time, he said, oh, I wasn't trying to press the trigger. And I said, then, fuck, I wasn't. I pulled right back up there beside you.
What are you talking about? I went back on side you on a piece of shit bike with a bald ass car. What are you talking about?
Well,
with a
where,
ball,
well,
on,
from
with
you,
a ball head. Hold on, wait. Free King. I'm going to let Free King
yeah.
Free, tell everybody on here what Sean Carroll bike look like.
B100. The Jackson 1000?
That one, that motherfucker I rode.
Yeah, you had a ball head front tire. You had a ball head front tire, and he had a ball head back tire. Because I remember walking up to you telling you, say, man, I wouldn't even want to ride that motherfucker with a tire looking like that, especially
and
the front tire.
And I jumped off it after that pass because I was like, man, I don't like the way it's still on top end. That's why I rolled out. That's how I knew I rolled out on top end.
Well, my back tire was out of there. Okay. All right.
I guess this is what I'm talking about.
Hey, you want to know what Malcolm said? He said it looked like I was
ass shifting. I looked over there. Your arm ain't never cracked that thorn, dog.
Hey.
Hey. You think I'm a decade?
Don't worry about that.
Yeah, I don't know. Don't worry about it. Don't
worry about that. I won the race, didn't I?
You got it. That's all that counts. You don't turn the wind
Hey, as long as you cut that one light on, it's a win, right?
Yep, you sure cut it on.
All right.
But can you repeat?
Oh, can I? We'll find out February 28th, or if not sooner.
Yeah.
But until then,
you the champ.
But until then, I'm not
going
to
do no more talking.
Okay.
Man, I almost want to put mics on you all going down the track. No, you won't, Chris. No, because this ain't this. All you're going to hear is cuss.
Please, I'm going to say, gotcha, bitch. Get your ass. You can't fuck with me. You can't. That's exactly what I'm going to say. In no words right there. And then when we get to the end, I'm a Ray Liam.
Hey.
I'm going to say, bitch, I own you.
Yeah.
What if you don't catch him?
Shit, I ain't going to have no need for catching. I'm going to already be out in front.
Yeah.
But what if...
The way your ass reacted last race, I don't think so.
It look like you gave me the hit. It look like you gave me the hit.
Well, it looks like I gave you the hit, man.
Shit, you should be able to take the hit this time.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you should be able to take it. You heard what I said? Take it. You should just be able to take it. Just blast with it now.
Yeah.
Let the clutch go. And ship the deal. Don't get hung up in second. Don't get hung up in second because I won't hear that shit.
I won't push this this time.
I'm going to tell you, though, man, when I was filming that race and everybody started hooping and hollering, I had to look down and zoom in at the clock, man, to make sure it was right because I had the camera over there, man, on the line over there at the wind line.
Oh,
nothing, man.
So, Chris, you knew about that day that they where we were racing? Because I damn sure ain't know. So you knew about
it? Well, see, I had the camera on you. And so when I panned back over on the left side, Lil Pete was up a few bikes in front. I was like, come on, man. I said, well, man, what is this? So I had to investigate a little, you know, me trying to film it in, look at the race.
Nah.
I was telling myself.
Now, Chris, you was there. You seen. I had to pick my feet up to catch second gear, right?
Yeah, because, see, that was throwing me off there, too. And when you came back down and said, man, I was foot shifting the bike. I said, man, come on, dude. It's just too much happening at one time, man. Where I was like, wow. And then when I heard everybody behind the camera, if you watch the video again, you can hear everybody hooping and hollering. I'm like, man, I said, this is going to be a continuation for this. And
yeah.
I was like, wow.
Well, they knew about it. I did. Because baby said something at the truck. We ran that back right then and there. I ain't hear nothing about it until we got to the internet camera.
Malcolm, I don't think I say, man, people call from all over the place, man, about that little footage. Somebody, yeah, where you were twisting around on that footage. I was a boy. When I be at work sometimes, want me a little old laugh. I go back and play that little footage, man.
I sure wish you'd put both of them passes on there. I sure wish you'd recorded that pass I made and recorded that one he made. I sure wish you'd have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Say it again for me, Chris. Mm-hmm.
Do it now. Hey, Sid, I see you was on telling Cecil, man, to kind of chill out, trying to try that 14, but anything come out of it, or he's still trying to run those guys?
What was that, Chris?
I said you still hadn't said anything to Cecil about trying to back off from running them 14s, or he's still trying to, he had them about running them.
Oh no, he's not trying to run them guys. He asked him to run on motor.
Okay.
Then one of them said they had something. They had a bike on motor. Then he backed up and said that he's not running. He got a nitrous bike, but he'll run another nitrous bike on motor.
Okay.
Yeah. He running from him. He's just trying to hold conversation.
Who that was? Who they was talking about running?
Caesar, running them guys from ABC Racing.
You talking about Cole and Suge Knight.
Suge Knight.
Yeah,
man.
Oh, I don't know when the parts of Suge Knight.
Man. No, pause in the bike.
The boy with the cold water bike? Ain't that? That's his other bike? That red one?
So that's a lady. She owns both of them.
Oh, both of them for a lady?
Yeah, they own. She owns both of them.
Oh, man. Oh, the Shield Knight must be that red bike that was on the street tie that Dusty was riding, huh? Okay.
No, both of them on a flat slick.
Yeah, they both on slicks.
I ain't going to lie, that cold water bike, I was looking at that bike, I said, man, these people got two pipes coming.
Yeah.
They got
the
pipe,
but
it
runs.
That bike runs. Actually, that bike pretty good.
That bike fly.
Yeah, that bike. No, that's what I'm saying. That bike runs. Them little flames be coming out the front of it when they be going out. Them little flames be pulling out.
Yeah. Because first time I thought about it, I was saying, little Didi was riding. I said, see, the bike gonna burn Didi up.
the first time I had seen that bike, I got a picture. I had seen a picture of Dusty on it. Dusty was riding at BMP. So the first time he ever seen that bike, and then after that, then that's when we went to Valdosta. I seen DD riding it.
Uh-huh.
And then after that, I don't know who was riding it this last time and got off the last race we was at.
Somebody named Cody. Somebody named Cody Low riding now.
Yeah, because he was riding some other bike too.
Mm-hmm.
He was riding a few bikes.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, I was up there on the start line and one motorcycle earned my respect. I watched you go down there. I said, Jesus Christ, that's that Mighty Mouse bike. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the bike Red Lee was on. The 1000.
No,
yeah.
Dee Dee rode that bike the last time when I seen Dee Dee was on.
Oh, okay, because I saw Red Lee on it, too.
Yeah, Red Lee rode it, but that was the only time I had seen it when
okay.
Dee Dee rode it.
Yeah, that looks not like 1000. That
bike's not good. That sound like a baby Eddie Kane going down through that.
Yeah, it really do. Yeah.
I'm like, God damn. I had to go watch the video 2 times.
Yeah.
But like something like the old cats always say down here. Everything looks fast when it's by itself.
Yeah, but something you can play, yeah, that one fast.
Hey Chris, what well, customer
said? He came on early and got off, but he didn't really have a whole lot to say. Yeah. I think everybody waiting around just to see how that first event going probably be, and then there's how to make some adjustments and go from there.
Yeah, I hate to go down there and we get some spit out the sky again. I hate that. And that race was going to be good, too. It was getting good early. I know it was going to be good.
Yeah, that was going to be action-packed.
Yeah. I really want to see that Chemical Warfare and Mandingo race.
Mandingo, yeah.
That was the race I really wanted to see.
Yep. Well, guys, I said that we just going to try to do an hour show tonight, man, just to see where everybody was. I'm going to need to tell you to get back to your families and stuff, man.
Man, I ain't got nobody to hang with. I ain't got nothing to do, Chris.
Man, you should have been over at Hooters tonight, dude.
Man, the only Hooters I'm going to is in Valdosta. You know why. I'm not going to no more Hooters. You know why I'm going to Hooters in Valdosta.
I
fact, phone just vibrated from up that way.
Yes, we're going to go on and shut it down, man. I guess we'll do another hour show next week. Playing time. Just see where everybody is.
You probably do a long one because they're probably going to try to set up a race for the weekend. For that weekend, maybe.
Yeah, you're right, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then, guys. I want to wish you all a happy holiday and a safe one at that, though. Hopefully, we can come back home next Wednesday. All right, Dan. Y'all have a good holiday.
All right,
everyone. Take it easy.
All right.